Dialogue 1. The Arrival of Mr. Arthur Ford.
I'm Arthur Ford, Mrs. Houdini.
Yes?
Excuse me, but I can't see you.
I am Harry Houdini's widow.
Sorry, yes. I mean, please forgive my lack of empathy. It came out wrong.
Oh, don't worry. It doesn't matter anymore. If you prefer it, you can call me Bess. Even if my real name is Wilhelmina.
Thank you. Very kind. But,
Too direct, perhaps?
What?
Calling me Bess, I mean. Well, please, feel free. It is what he called me.
He?
Well, my husband, of course. The great Houdini. Who else?
Oh, I see. Of course.
Bess is the affectionate abbreviation of Beatrice. Using it still, it makes me feel closer to my husband, and that's what it's all about, right? For the moment, I'm still Bess Houdini. Today, anyway, but who knows, one day it may again be Beatrice Rana.
I am sorry for your loss.
Me too. 10 years have passed, and I'm still tied to him by some strange force that does not let me go.
I understand.
Oh, I am sorry. Please forgive me. With all this talk, I haven't even offered you a cup of tea.
Black, green, red.
Tea, simply that.
With 2 drops of milk, a little lemon, no sugar, and at an exact point of boiling.
I don't know if I will be able to prepare it as well as all that.
Oh, I'm sure you will. If I've not been misinformed, you opened a tea room called the Harry Houdini Rendezvous.
That is true, but I closed that business a long time ago.
Well, madam, no doubt you have passed many more difficult tests in your life. In fact, your input into the famous illusion of the metamorphosis is legendary.
We performed that more than 10,000 times, and we never failed. It was amazing to see the faces of the hundreds, thousands of spectators when they saw magic had taken place right in front of them.
Sadly, I've never gotten to see it, but I've certainly heard about it. Please, won't you give me all the details?
It was one of the first original creations of the great Houdini, and ended up becoming one of his most classic escapes. Houdini was tied up and stuffed into a sack, and then stuffed into a trunk that was tied and fastened with padlocks. Then, I climbed up on the trunk, lifted a curtain, and counted 3, 2, 1. The curtain came down, showing Houdini to be in the place I once occupied. Then, the trunk was opened, the strings of the sack untied, and I appeared.
Incredible. You had both exchanged places.
Rather metamorphosed.
Oh, needless to ask how you did it, I suppose.
Logically, Mr. Ford, my husband's secrets will go with me to the grave, unless you or one of your colleagues is able to contact my spirit in the afterlife and then pull that information out of me against my will.
I would never ask you for such details.
You are very considerate for not asking. Oh, I am sorry, forgive me. I forgot to bring your tea. Please, do sit down.